think we should blame? Because all your words are so vile, so vicious, so vain. In the end we did all the damage that you could want. But the emptiness would go on.
Listening to WMFO Medford. listening to WMFO Medford. This is Black Stripes or White Keys.
Yeah.
I'm Trisha and...
I'm Kayla.
Okay.
I was waiting for you to say something and then yeah. I realized it's my turn.
It's 2 a.m., guys.
Yeah, this is especially hard today because not only is it our last show, but it's also... We're really tired because it's finals.
Yeah. Not last show forever, guys. We're coming back.
Yeah, we're going to come back. Don't worry.
Yeah, you're not through
with us. Probably at a better time.
Not through with us yet, but yeah, so let's get back to the music then. Yeah? Yeah.
Change your futures.
That was Sans Hésitation by Chapeau Melon.
Qu'est-ce que c'est le nom de chanson?
Sans Hésitation by Chapeau Melon.
Oui, oui.
Fun fact, we both take French. But we're bad at French, fun fact.
True.
I am sorry if you are a fluent French speaker and you're listening to us and you're like, how can you make a mockery of my language?
Je suis désolée.
Je suis désolée. yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Good luck on that French skit.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow. We've got... Good luck to anyone else out there who's got a language skit to do, because I know there's a lot of you.
I already got mine done.
Oh, aren't you special?
Yeah.
Do you have a PSA for us?
Oh, yes, I do. This one is relevant also because, you know, we do our conspiracy thing on this show. Mm-hmm. This one's creepy. Here we go. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. The FBI man.
That's good, you know.
They chilling with you.
Tufts, like, gave out, like, free computer covers at some event. I remember getting them.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. No, it was moving.
I didn't use them.
Yeah, me neither.
Am I the only one who's not actually, like, afraid of the FBI spying on me? Like,
honestly, I don't really give a fuck.
Like, or, I mean, not the FBI, but the whatever. What,
I almost the never NSA. Mind. I stopped myself, guys.
Did you say it?
No, I didn't.
Cool. Kind of similar. That sounds almost like a special dish.
A special word.
A special food. There's... Never mind.
No, yeah. It's good.
Okay, cool. So, for the record, we did not swear. yes, but, what was I going to say? Oh, yes. I don't think that the government, like, would be interested in my boring life. Like, what? Like, I don't care if they see what I'm doing. Like, I mean, it's me just eating ramen in my bed while I watch, like, my 100th episode of reality TV. Like, I don't, like...
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, but, you know.
What are they gonna do?
I understand the privacy concerns, guys. And if you cover up your webcam, you keep covering up that webcam.
That's true. It is weird, though, with the ads.
With the ads.
Yeah, when you talk about things and then the ads show up for it.
Yeah, that is weird. I mean, yeah. Alexa's listening to you. I don't have Alexa, but I know someone who
Alexa,
does.
Alexa, play Despacito.
So sad. So, so we're gonna
play
start things off again with, let's play Shadow Stabbing by Cake. Always a good one.
Lit.
Cake is lit, for the record. That's what we think about Cake.
Yep.
Adjectives on the typewriter. He moves his words like a prize fighter. The frenzied pace of the mind inside the cell. The man on the street might just as well be. The man on the street might just as well. The man on the street might just as well be. Say it all, say somebody got to say it all. Somebody got to say it all. I'm so nervous, I'm so tense. My heart can't forget about this self-defense. When the air is so hot and my breath comes fast, I thumb the cool blade, but I know this. Last.
So tense.
I thumb the cool.
sit all, say somebody got to see it all. Somebody got to see it all. Yeah, adjectives on the typewriter. He moves his words like a prize fighter. The frenzied pace of the mind inside the cell. The man on the street might just as well be. The man on the street might just as well. The man on the street might just as well be.
she's so.
That was Sex on Fire by Kings of Leon.
And before that was I Want You So Bad, She's So Heavy by the Beatles. And I just have to say that I'm used to listening to the original version, but that's a remastered one. And I was feeling that. I don't know about you guys, but usually when I listen to a remastered version of an album, I don't like it as much as the original. But honestly, I was feeling that. That version of that song, I think, was really, really good. Like, if you just listen to it, especially in the instrumental, mm-hmm. compared to the original. Also, it's much longer than it was in the original album. But Abbey Road, man, it's yeah. good stuff.
Yeah.
Also, what I want to say about the Beatles is that recently, Danny and I were talking about how can people not like the Beatles?
Oh, yeah.
Like, how do you not like the Beatles? And you know how many people don't like the Beatles? Katie doesn't like the Beatles that much.
I like how you whispered roommate, that.
And I'm very sad about that. I love you, Katie.
But
why don't you like the Beatles? Or people that try to say the Beatles aren't influential. They are.
Oh, God. Yes. Yes.
It's true.
Yeah. No. I agree with that. The Beatles are pretty darn good.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to love them, but just acknowledge that they're good and they, like, made an impact on the music industry because they did.
Yeah. I'd be afraid to say anything else at this point.
Yeah, because now I'm being all
you'll come and get me. But I do agree with you. You know, we haven't talked about a conspiracy yet.
Yeah, we could do that right now. Well, let's do it right now.
Let's do it right
Why
now.
Yeah. It's time for
Conspiracy Crackdown.
We have a cool music one for you today.
Yeah, is it the cool music one we were talking about?
Yes,
the
it
one?
Is.
All right, Stephen King killed John Lennon.
Speaking of the Beatles!
Yeah!
This is so relevant. I didn't even mean to do that on purpose. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I really like Stephen King. And by the way, Stephen King, you know, if you are tuning into WMFO Med for whatever strange reason at 2 a.m., I don't believe you killed John Lennon. But some people do, and we're going to talk about that today.
Yeah.
So apparently, let's see. Okay, let me just read what I found on the web from this site called ultimateclassicrock.com. So, okay, so apparently, in one photo of Lennon taken on the day of his murder, the Beatles signs an autograph for Mark David Chapman. Lightfoot is this guy, Steve Lightfoot. Thinks that the guy in the photograph more closely resembles Stephen King. He claims Lennon's murder was cleared by political figures like Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon. Why is Nixon always coming up in our conspiracy?
Because he's the father of conspiracy, apparently.
Yeah, Richard Nixon, who'd been long angered by the outspoken artist's anti-war stance. This dovetails with a long-standing theory that the government killed Lennon, the FBI did, in fact, have a huge file on Lennon. Let's see. But what's Sarasota got to do with it? King has a home in Casey Key, which is in Sarasota County. Sarasota being the town council meeting. Sorry, this is a mess today. I, like, tried to abbreviate this by paraphrasing the first paragraph. Okay, basically the conspiracy theory is that Stephen King killed John Lennon.
Compelling.
Yes. What do you think of that?
I don't think he did, but I would have to read it because sometimes things can get trippy. Mm-hmm. You know what we haven't talked about? We haven't talked about Kennedy, and that's like the most famous...
The Kennedy assassination?
That's the most famous conspiracy ever.
The most
that would take serious. That would take serious research.
Yeah, that would take maybe you know.
That you know we're gonna start you out with that together. Next semester.
Yeah, that's
after a month off.
Uh huh.
And we're gonna research, and I say research, and I mean like 5 minutes before the show, we're gonna look it up again.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, this is like I said, our last show before Christmas.
I know. It's sad. I mean, guys, I love you, but I don't love getting up for you.
Wow. Yeah, no, me neither.
We you should have seen us when we walked in.
We were so tired today.
It was a sight.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, I was sitting here asking Kayla, do we know any rock Christmas songs?
And I was like, besides that ones that are always on the radio, I was like, there's this one by All Time Low. I haven't listened to it in probably 5 years.
Yeah, so...
So, I really don't remember what it sounds like, but here it goes.
Merry Christmas, kiss my...
To have my chance with you. Now last year's summer romance is this year's winter blues. I treated you so nicely to jewelry and champagne, but you left me empty-handed.
It's been a million years since I listened to that song. You know, All Time Low really... Okay, let me tell you. I just need to say this. Before, the summer before, like, you know, we're freshmen, so...
Oh,
before I
going?
Came here...
Yeah.
I haven't really listened... I used to listen to them all the time, and then I kind of stopped because, like, my taste, like, kind of changed in music. And I put them on this summer, and I felt so nostalgic. I was like, oh my God, I'm growing up. I'm going to college.
College.
I'm not listening to my old pop punk anymore. This is really pop. It's, you know, Alex Gaffney.
College.
Cute, and I like, you know. Like
college.
College.
How does Danny feel about that?
I told him about that.
You think he's cute? Don't you think, Alex?
Well, I mean, like, I was 13, and I was like, oh my God, I love Alex Cathcart. But, you know, I'm not 13 anymore.
Scandal on Black Stripes or White Keys.
Always.
Always. Sorry, I just ruined your flow there by freaking you out with an off-topic question.
Yeah.
No off-topic questions. You have been stopped.
That's cool. I forgive you.
Yeah. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Also have to say something. What? I tried putting the... Okay, you know, you can listen to this online, but I put on the FM station, right?
Uh-huh.
In my room.
Uh-huh. Where is this going?
I don't know. And it was fuzzy. We live 2 minutes away. How come the reception? I think I need to.
Are you sure your radio's not broken?
I'm positive.
Why don't you just listen to it on the net like the rest of us?
Well, I was trying to see if it worked, okay? Yeah. I have a nice player, and it has a radio in it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, why not?
Good. You know, don't kill the radio. The radio is still alive.
It's not dead.
We die if the radio dies.
True.
Well,
you know, we still have cars.
What?
That's when people listen to the radio, too.
In the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, sorry. I did not get the connection, but yes, I know I love listening to the radio in the car. That's the best place to listen to the radio.
I do like listening to full albums in the car, though. I think that's one of my favorite things is driving around, and, like, it's enough time to listen to an entire album.
I used to make myself mixes.
Mixtapes. We were talking about this last time, and remember, like, in talking about how people used to give you those CDs with, like, you know, the mix, like the
I didn't get any of those. I was the giver of those.
Oh well, you know what? You still participated. You participated in the whole situation. I remember specifically that my brother's friend gave him this one, like, CD, and it was a yellow CD, and it had Smells Like Teen Spirit on it, and it had Sweet Child of Mine on it, and I don't remember the other songs, but I remember those two, and I remember just listening to it all the time in the car with my mom, and even when my brother wasn't there.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Back in the olden days.
And now you're at college writing essays on Nirvana.
I am, actually, guys. Got that 25-page paper due December 19th, but fortunately they liked my presentation, which was very nice, and I'm happy about that.
So, that's enough of us.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening to us.
Don't know what time we'll be next semester.
We don't know, but we're hoping it's before 2 a.m.
Not that you 2 a.m. lot aren't great, because I think you are all fantastic, two of you, probably. But I don't know, actually. I mean, we know there's more than two of you, because we did look it up, but...
We did look it up, but
I just want you to know we love you.
Okay.
Okay, we're going.
We're
now.
Going.
Bye.
One
here's
last
a
song
tightrope. Well, it's not even going to be the full song, probably, but here's Tightrope by Walk the Moon. We love you.